together. So we had Jerry Dammers had brought out Free Nelson Mandela around about 84. It was round about the miners' strike, and it was really, really popular. And he had already started, or was the Artists Against Apartheid was in its formation. And because Lynn and I lived in the centre of town, and because we both were quite hip as well, we did a club night, and we would get over 500 people there, and we used to have these club nights in Camden Town Hall. They had a huge, and we negotiated through the local authorities against apartheid that they would waiver the fee. And they didn't always waiver it, but sometimes they would give it a reduced fee. And this was a huge place, and it would take like up to, I don't know, 600 or 700 people. But it was actually a really unwelcoming place. It was a bit like having a dance in a big barn. And the other place we did it, whereas I lived in this community short life housing, and we had an old hall, a meeting hall at the end of where we lived, and we had to turn people away. We would have them once a month. And we made thousands and thousands of pounds. So okay, this was my idea. This is what I instigated. But Lynn was right behind me. And then the whole of all the young people that were in Camden anti-apartheid, they would run the bar, which was all illegal because we didn't have a license. So we had like two or three people would be on the door. They would take the money. They would. And somebody would, you know, run the bar, somebody would be a DJ, somebody would know a friend that had a band. So we all kind of came together and worked on it collectively. And I remember one time having all this money, it was about £700, in a kind of pannier on my bicycle to take it to the anti-apartheid movement. So that was really great. So and Det was, she just loved this. She loved that we were doing something that was young and she was great. Yeah. So we did things like that. We went to Jerry Dammers and we spoke to him about organising. Again, this is because we lived in Camden. We started organising bucket collections. So quite a lot of recording. Artists and recording artists like pop stars would. Remember Aswad, and there was another band that we'd actually hired for Camden Town Hall, and then they had a big. It might have been Eddie Grant actually. Maybe it was Give Me Hope, Joanna. He had this big hit over the summer. And we were like, oh, no, he'll never do the concert now. He's really famous. And he went, yes, I will do it. And now I'll do it for free. You know, so things like that were really... Yeah, I was... You know, you're just really moved by people's generosity. But we started this, like, a bucket collection where we would have... If there was going to be a gig, then the people from Camden Anti-Apartheid Movement would go with buckets. And we would get a message to... We would ask the person who was... You know, the top of the bill, that's a really old-fashioned phrase, who was headlining that night, if they would announce, if they would make a short statement that we prepared about the situation in South Africa and that we were from the anti-apartheid movement, and there would be a bucket collection on the way out. And that had come from the miners' strike, where the miners would have buckets roundabout at the undergrounds, you know, so they would have a bucket and you'd shake the bucket and people would put in... I think one of the big roles that we played in Camden was the amount of money that we fundraised. But that was because we were right in the centre of town and because we were very young. So we did that. We organised pickets. We had our weekly stall where we handed out literature. And we went to local schools to do talks. And then we were involved in... What we saw is national campaigns, you know, so the Shell campaign, the Barclays campaign. We weren't pivotal in instigating them, or we weren't behind the theory that goes into a campaign as to why that would be the campaign, but we carried out national campaigns or instructions from the National Anti-Apartheid Movement.
Can you remember any one of these campaigns that you would have done?